Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Ask Be Me, my own personal journey of myself. Older woman being recently diagnosed within the last few years with Asperger's, and how it has been a relief, an explanation, and hate to use the word, I don't know, reliability of understanding of why I do what I do. But if you're on the spectrum like I am, then you kind of get what I'm saying. But anyway, today is Black Friday. Yippee, woohoo, how many of us are out there shopping? That's what I thought. Won't catch me near one of those retail establishments for days at this point. But I wanted to talk about being on the spectrum, having Asperger's, and why we typically don't see a need to celebrate holidays, whether it's birthdays or Thanksgivings, Christmases, whatever else, St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day. As somebody on the spectrum, I don't see the need, really, to be honest with you. My birthday was a few weeks back, and to me, it is like any other day. Great, if you want to take me out for birthday coffee or something, but please do not put me in a surprise party situation. I think I've had one birthday party my entire life. I cringe at the thought of having people gathered just for me. It's just not something I am equipped to tolerate. I went to birthday parties as a kid, but it was, when I got home, it was a complete full day of restoration for me. I needed an entire day to basically get over the emotional mask that I had to put on. I had to put on a mask that I was actually enjoying it, that I was enjoying the birthday games and the interactions with 10, 15, 20 other kids, that I was enjoying running around and screaming and pin the tail on the donkey type thing, when the truth of the matter is I was so tense and stressed out, I went home with headaches, and it would take me days to recover from that as a child. Today is now pretty much the same thing. I really don't see a need to celebrate a birthday. Great, I just completed 55 years of living. I have now entered my 56th year of life, and I don't need to be reminded. It's not that I don't need to be reminded, I just don't see the need. The same thing with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was yesterday. As a child, it was a big deal because that's what I was thrown into. I was thrown into days of preparation and baking and planning and seating arrangements and pulling out the fine china and polishing the silver. And then that day would come, and my mom comes from a very large family, so 9 times out of 10, her family, her side of the family, would always end up at our house. So there'd be 20, 30, 40 people in our house. And as a child, you know, you try and make the best you can playing with your cousins. But for the next 2 or 3 days after that, it was a complete and total recuperation process in my room. And you know, yesterday it was complete opposite of what I'm used to. It's not a very hyped up day for us. I don't plan a menu weeks in advance. I don't pull out special silverware or plates and dishes. I'd say, look, what do you want to eat this year? You want roast beef, pork, or turkey? 9 times out of 10, it is turkey. So I go and get turkey breast. I don't get a giant turkey. Mashed potatoes, green beans, and that's about all we eat, and gravy. And we make it, we have a later in the day dinner. You know, we eat dinner and then that's it. We either go outside for a walk or the dog park, or it's not a big, huge celebration of thankfulness, because I'm thankful every day. Every day I get up and say thanks for what I have and who I'm with. And the same thing goes for Christmas. I'm not planning Christmas today. I'm not planning it next week. Gifts, yeah, I might think about it for a couple of days and go out and do it, but I don't. It's not a big hoop to do for me. I don't decorate floor to ceiling. I don't decorate the front yard. I don't decorate the fireplace mantle. I have a tree we hang our ornaments on and some lights, and it's really great and pretty to look at, but it's not noisy and boisterous. I don't have Christmas music playing throughout the house for the next 30 days. I don't have lights strung to every corner outside or on every tree and bush. I don't have, you know, fireplace mantle filled with Department 56 houses and stockings and Christmas trees. That's just not who I am anymore. I used to be when my kids were younger, and I thought that's what I was supposed to be as a mom. But now that they're grown and older and half of them are out of the house, and that's not what it is at all. And they've told me that. I said, Mom, it's not about the lights and the Christmas cards. It's just about being able to spend quiet time at home. And that's what we do. We spend quiet time at home. We make our, you know, meals all from scratch. You know, we bake. We watch, you know, the old movies. We play games, card games, board games. But that's how it is every day for us. So to try and bring into complete chaos would be a complete disaster, because that's just not who we are. That's not who I am. And I can no longer wear that mask that was required of me to show people that I'm having a good time amongst all the chaos. That's just not me anymore. I can't do it anymore. I'm too old for this shit. I just can't do it. So we celebrate, you know, day to day, and we do what we can. And it's not loud, it's not boisterous, it's not a Griswold Christmas. It's a very simple Christmas. It's another day. And I think that disappoints some people around me, but again, I'm at that age, I don't care. You can celebrate with us all you want, and this is how we celebrate. You can invite us over, and you know, we will come over for a little bit, but don't expect me all day. I cannot do this all day long. And I think that really disheartens some people to hear that when I tell them holidays don't matter. To me, it's another day. I don't need a reason to tell you I love you. I don't need a reason to worship God or give you a gift. I do it all the time anyway. I don't need a reason to be thankful. I do it every day, every morning and every night. So I don't understand the mindset that we need to spend, you know, $30 billion on candy, you know, for Halloween or Easter. That we need to slaughter all these extra turkeys just because somebody said Thanksgiving is going to be the third week of November and we need to eat a turkey. I don't get that part. Thanksgiving should be every day and you eat what you want. The same with Valentine's Day. It should be every day. And I should be able to tell you I love you whenever I want and however I want. And if that means I go out and pick dandelions, you know, or for him I buy him a book or something, and, you know, then so be it. That's my Valentine's. But I understand that it's very frustrating to neurotypicals to hear us say that, to experience that through us, that we don't care. But it's not that we don't care, we just don't see the point. I don't see the point anyway. And I'm not hearing anything bad about that belief from anybody else around me. My mom, yeah, a little bit. It's like, what do you mean you don't do this? What do you mean you don't do that? What do you mean you don't make pumpkin pie? I just don't. I make it all the time anyway. I don't need a special date to tell me to do that. So I just wanted to get on here and just, it's Black Friday. I know a lot of us are not leaving the house. And I thought, you know what, I'll just do a quick episode and just kind of explain my beliefs on holidays. I think most of you understand that. For those of you that have the Asperger's, fall on the spectrum, you understand the need to not have a holiday. For those of you neurotypicals, NTs, and you don't understand it, I don't know how to explain it, but we just don't see a need for it. We don't love you any less, and we hope that you don't love us any less for not believing. But understand that if we are involved in your holidays and the way you celebrate them, that it's okay for a few hours, a couple hours, but beyond that, don't get angry with us. If we just need to slip into the backyard for a few minutes or into the car even and shut the door and just quietness for 20 minutes, please don't be angry with us. Because if you want us back to celebrate again next year, that's what we need from you. It's just 20 minutes or an hour of quiet non-time. So anyway, get out there, enjoy your weekend, enjoy your upcoming holidays. I will probably be posting again really soon. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas for subjects discussed, let me know. Drop me a line, a message. And otherwise, this is Ask Me Me, and have a good night.